This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Talk with Lukhona Mnguni. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Indeed, it is 10 minutes to the hour, 11 o'clock. We continue with our pulse check with the Department of Basic Education. It is that week, the all-important metric exams, I need to say, and metric results. Those will only come in a little later in January next year. Elijah Mhlanga joins me on the line. Good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Lukhona, good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much. I mean, Elijah, I know that you try to run a very watertight ship there at Basic Education during this time. About 890,000 pupils scheduled to sit down for exams. I mean, the number of learners sitting for exams continues to be very high, which is a positive thing for the country in terms of showcasing the number of people that are completing, you know, basic education. Elijah.
Yeah, from that perspective, it is indeed good news. The country is expecting that every child who starts in grade R or 1 should finish at this metric level and exit the schooling system with that certificate. But it also creates a challenge for us in the system to manage an exam of this magnitude and make sure that there are no irregularities. Because the more the people, the bigger the chances of other things happening, as we've seen in recent years when the numbers have continued to increase. But we're up to the task. We're going to make sure that we rise to the occasion and do our best to run a clean exam.
Absolutely. Elijah, I know that last year, the second chance program pupils didn't write in June as they would have in previous years. Are you continuing with that approach of making sure that everybody writes during this period and you don't have two groups writing these exams?
Well, last year, due to COVID and the level 5, which restricted movement, we were not able to print and distribute question papers and prepare our exam centers. We're left with an option to postpone that exam to November. So we did that. But this year, there was an exam in May and June.
Okay.
And in fact, there was relative stability in the sector. So we're able to do some of the things that we needed to do, especially focusing on grade 12. We did almost everything that we needed to do.
Of course, Elijah, I was just chatting to Zolile Monakali and Debbie Schaefer not so long ago before talking to you. One of the things that often comes up when the minister is giving us results is to say, well, if the condoned learners had not been part of the exam results would have been at this percentage rate, which is fairly higher than what is normally communicated. That often strikes me as an acceptance by the department that perhaps more needs to be done to support learners who are condoned because they may not have a straight passed into the next grade. What is it that you have done, especially in this period of COVID-19, where it's so difficult as well to gather a large number of people in one place and maybe have extra lessons, winter schools, spring schools? What are some of the things you've done in preparation for especially condoned learners in the system?
Yeah, progress learners, we support them a lot. In fact, learner support is everyone's business, and you would have seen that all provinces have stepped up their efforts to try and ensure that each and every learner in the system is given an equal opportunity to pass. This year, we did a lot. I mean, all the seasons you saw camps being created, learners did not have a break, and you go to the three state, you find that there's learning even on Sundays, even at primary school level. All of those things are done to create more opportunities for tuition time to happen. So there's been an increase in investment in provinces in terms of learner support, and we are seeing that happening so that those that would have otherwise not passed are given an opportunity to also go to the next grade, having passed fairly without having to be progressed. So it is correct. The minister had to do that because South Africans needed to understand what the progress initiative or policy was all about, so that we're able to say, because we assisted these learners to go through and now most of them have passed, this would have been the scenario, but now that we have done this, this is what it means. So at the end of the day, we focus on each and every learner, not numbers. The concern is really making sure that each learner passes and they go forward with their plans in their future.
Absolutely. Elijah, I wonder, I spoke to the CEO for Umalusi last week, and he said he had a very robust conversation with the department in terms of, you know, securing the exam papers. We know what happened last year, which ended up in court with litigation after there was a determination that there must be a rewrite of some papers. What are some of the systems you've put in place this time around to make sure that we don't get a repeat of what happened last year?
You know, Lukwena, one of the things that we have decided not to do is to talk about the security features that we have put in place. Because when we reviewed the system, we realized that as we do this interview, we tell people what we have done. They find the weak points and go take advantage
okay,
of that.
Okay, but can you... Elijah, but can you assure us that you have something in place so that if something goes wrong, we can at least say you said you had something in place?
There is definitely something in place. In fact, we've made lots of changes in terms of the movement and storage of papers, but also the monitoring on site where the papers are stored. But we're also going to be talking more about this and emphasize the repercussions of involvement in these types of things.
Okay.
You recall that we involved the Hawks last time and they're still investigating. And
yes.
So it becomes a national matter. If we were to be involved in it, you'll be in big trouble. And for some candidates, they know those who have been found guilty, they've been banned for 3 years, they've still not been able to write the exam, even though it was 3 years ago. So if you are found guilty now, you must know that your life is going to be frozen
in the near future to come. Elijah, we will be keeping in touch with you here at Power 98.7. Thank you so much, and always avail yourself when we call upon you just to get a sense of where you are, especially given that, you know, these metric exams, elections are also in the mix, but also COVID-19 in the mix as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Elijah Mhlanga, Department of Basic Education spokesperson.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.